AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two Western officials say Iran might accept new constraints to its uranium enrichment program at nuclear talks, but it's pushing back on how long it must accept those constraints. Secretary of State John Kerry and others remain at the negotiations going on in Switzerland ahead of Tuesday's deadline for a framework agreement. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says she remains upbeat about cutting a deal.
You're always optimists, otherwise we wouldn't be here. And I've said we have never been so close in the last weeks. I think we've made substantial progress.
The officials say monitoring is one of the several remaining issues. Three of seven college-aged people shot at a spring break party in Panama City Beach, Florida, are in critical condition. Bay County Sheriff spokeswoman Ruth Curley says a 22-year-old man from Mobile, Alabama, opened fire early yesterday morning during a party at a home being rented by spring breakers.
While attending this party, David Jamichael Daniels apparently took out a handgun, 40-caliber handgun, and began shooting people, some of them being struck multiple times.
Daniels is charged with seven counts of attempted murder. Indiana Governor Mike Pence says he's not going to change a new state law that's garnered widespread criticism over concerns that it could foster discrimination. Pence tells ABC's This Week that the law is designed to protect people's freedom of religion.
Here Indiana steps forward to protect the constitutional rights and privileges of freedom of religion for people of faith and families of faith in our state. And this avalanche of intolerance that's been poured on our state is just outrageous.
Pence adds that if state lawmakers send him a bill clarifying the law's intent, he will look at it. The law has been widely criticized by a number of organizations, including business groups around the country. This is AP Radio News. Current and former intelligence officials say the National Security Agency had thought about abandoning its secret program to collect and store American calling records in the months before leaker Edward Snowden revealed the practice. Some officials believe the cost outweighed the program's counterterrorism benefits. The law authorizing the surveillance program is up for renewal in June. Pair of free throws with 6 seconds left give Kentucky a 68-66 win over Notre Dame and a trip to the Final Four for the unbeaten 38-0 Wildcats. Kentucky will play Wisconsin in the Final Four for the second straight year following an impressive 85-78 win over Arizona. The Badgers hit 10 three-pointers in the second half to seal the victory. Arizona coach Son Miller says the Big Ten champs are scary good.
They made shots, and if they play like that next weekend, they have a chance to win it all.
Later today, Louisville faces Michigan State. Duke takes on Gonzaga to determine the final two Final Four slots. I'm Tim McGuire.